So I will not challenge you, because I know who you are and what you do. The defense, again, that I'm not challenging you because you're not trustworthy, and history shows that you're bad. Do you know any page of the history that the ego is very good? Appreciated at the time, yes. All the Germans doing this, they were appreciating the Aryan race. But in general, nobody says ego is good. But here, listen to the defense. The second defense, first one was I was created by God. Second one is based on I am here, He created me because I'm very useful. First, I was created by Him. Now I'm very useful because without me, you cannot differentiate between good and bad fellows. I'm going to help you. I am the measurement here. Understand all. You see, he brings himself at the center of the attention. You say, I never say to a dead tree to become straightforward and blah, 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 blah. All those nonsense. Then the caliph responded. How? Very short, very precise. He said, by this argument, you are blaming the clients. Excuse me, you are in a bad business, but you say the clients are guilty? You are bringing the temptation, then you will say, these silly guys will be tempted. I'm here to show who will be tempted, who will not. The client cannot be the guilty one. You are. Defense for that. Before becoming defense to that, Caliph told us something. One paragraph, which was the change of attitude. Do you remember that? Prayer. He turned around and said, oh my God, I cannot fight this. Because this ego is as strong as me and is older than me. Because you are first born with the ego. That humanity and attitude and all that come much later. He said, God, please. Dialectically, I cannot convince this Satan. Therefore, help me. Now Satan, what's that? Ah, yes, you're always negative, you see? When you have that negative attitude, everything looks negative to you. I'm sorry, you cannot trust anyone. It seems like. This was his defense. That I know that you look negative in me, therefore whatever I do, you don't appreciate, blah, 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 all that. And at the end, he arrived to that little animal that we have to have pity. The wolf. In Rumi's time, nobody has pity towards the wolf. He said, I'm like that wolf. If I walk slowly, they will say, oh, he ate too much, he cannot even walk. If I walk fast, and say, he's still looking for something to eat. So everybody thinks negative about me. Then the Muawiyah started to say what? Say, you are not trustworthy because you cannot be honest. When somebody attacks you like that, what's your defense? Somebody will say, you're lying, you're cheating. Your first reaction is, how do you know? Where is the proof? Because you know that the proof is not literally always out there. So Satan said, how do you know? Then Rumi stepped in, talked for Caliph, said, how we know. There is one instrument that measures the honesty, and that's heart. Lying feels bad. That's all we know. was it something acceptable for you people? Only by heart. You could understand somebody is lying or not. First of all, it's not acceptable in the court, does it? The judge and the lawyers, they don't bring their heart in, because that's the job they are doing. So what? Really, is there such a thing? I mean, an intelligence fellow could say that only with heart he could understand if somebody's lying or not. Of course, remember, we are not talking about some sentence somebody says and cheating. In general, the idea that someone is presenting. Could you know that? Could someone explain it to me? Because this 60-year-old boy standing here is tired of standing. And he said, these are nonsense. What do you mean? Everything could be understood by this. By heart? That's nonsense. Defense. Oh my God. You know why I expect you to say it? Because almost every single time I will refer to that. I always give you the best example, because the spirituality, the problem with the spirituality is that there is no real language for it. Okay? And it's not really explainable, because it's about feeling, passion. We talk about it, what? In the form of the stories, the poetry, and all the words are like this, like that. Translatable, and you see that everywhere. You say, no, in Persian it carries that meaning as well, and things like that. So I should have some at least example that it could work, that you could be sane and say the only measure is the heart. And if somebody will say, so what? What about the heartless people? I would say the heartless people will never get it, period. This looks very harsh and rude if there was no base for it. Think about the base for that.
Beauty.
Beauty, art. Who has a formula? Who is the judge of art? Only an artist with that feeling. No other way. Could we put Albert Einstein to be the judge of this year's film festival? No. Okay, he knows a lot. But art is not about knowledge. In art, there is something which everybody around the globe will call it a gift. The artists, they have something that even they cannot explain it to you. We talked to all of them. I read almost all of it in final school. We had to read it. Who is talking about beauty? What? And at the end of the day, only the masters are qualified. Even if they say nonsense, we'll say, this is something we don't understand. Because that's the truth. We don't understand. How could we understand that kind of passion in five-year-old boy sitting down and writing a concerto? Give me a break. And that's only one of them. I love it, therefore here I name him more than anyone else. I don't have even pity for the one that I listen to more than anything else, which is Antonino Vivaldi. That was my gate towards classic music. But Mozart is a giant. Da Vinci is a giant. That's art. And art belongs to human being. The rest, the physical pleasure, food and sex, is for the animals. And we as well. Nothing bad about it. But it's not all. We have art. We have beauty, and beauty attracts us. And we started the book with that, remember? We said, the image of the beloved will prove to me that beauty exists. Is there something wrong with that? Somebody could ask me, bring me the philosophic proof for that. That's the subject we're talking about. Therefore, he said, we know that the heart will not rest with a lie and cheating. The peaceful state of heart comes with honesty. Pure honesty. 99.99999999 forever is not enough. Why? The example? My good lady, a glass of wine with one little spit in it. Would you drink it? No, I'll drink water. Nobody could say, oh, this is the best wine ever, and it's 15 years old, and it costed $1 million. So what? There's a spin in it. Pure, because love is like that. A little bit calculation, being clever, tricking, dishonesty will ruin it. It's a tender subject like that, and it's achievable. Everybody could approach it. But it needs work and time, consistency to arrive. First, we are not talking about those, because those are the things to be done. But before they tell you what to do, the doctors will tell you what not to do. The danger, always. And we saw this system here, right? So we don't tell you do this, then you'll say, oh, I cannot do it, maybe you say, don't do that. Stop something. Stop this ego to be at the center. He talked about greed. Stop the greed. Because greed comes out of that nonsense, intelligently nonsense, that more is better. More is not better. You give me an example that more is not better.
Eating too much.
I didn't say confess to personal problems. Example. The best example actually is food, but not the way you put it. Let's say, what's your favorite food?
Fruit.
Fruit. Okay. Imagine this lady loves fruit. And tonight is her birthday. And we want to surprise her. So I prepared something special for her. When she arrives, she will see that I emptied the swimming pool, cleaned it up, and it's full of fruit salad. Guess what will happen? She will hate the fruit for the rest of her life. More is not better. Okay, a pool full of fruit, is it good? Is it appetizing? Give me a break. It's not. There is always a limit. That greed is for animal. And why is there? It's useful, it's good. Because these greedy animals, they pick up a lot and they cannot eat them. They distribute them here and there in hiding so they could grow. A lot of seeds of the trees will germinate because the animals will carry them. The greed, because they don't know what they're doing. They have one simple agenda and they have to do it again and again and again. They are not judgmental, because in the life of an animal, there is no good or bad. Being kind in animal life is stupid, period. And any animal doing that will die. Imagine an honest lion before hunting.